Welcome back to your ultimate guide to the Padres offseason. This is Padres Social Hour, the offseason special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
All right, well, obviously the Padres have been one of the busiest teams, if not the busiest team, this offseason. And the reason why is sitting with us, the rock star general manager, A.J. Preller, is with us. How do you like that nickname Matt Kemp gave you?
No, probably not apropos, but I'll go with it for a while, I guess. So we'll see.
We're having fun. The fans are having fun. I think the media is having fun. Is AJ Preller having fun with all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, with our, you know, our baseball ops group and our, you know, our scouting group and the big league coaching staff, when we talked about our team and how to improve. I mean, you know, we weren't definitely not looking to generate the most headlines or, you know, have the most coverage on, you know, on MLB Network or anything like that. I think, you know, what we were trying to do is just improve the team. And I think, you know, probably the nice byproduct of it is just to see excitement. In the last few weeks in San Diego and, you know, hearing people talk about the Padres, they're excited. And obviously it comes down to how well we play and how well we perform on the field. You know, but baseball's fun and it's entertainment. And, you know, you want a team that people are excited to see. And I think we're moving forward in that way.
Yeah, definitely fit the bill. I want to go into a little bit the mechanics of getting these deals done. If we go back in time a few weeks, you know, before the holidays, whether it was the Kemp deal or one of the other four trades, or even the Seth Smith trade a little bit more recently with Seattle, you know, the number of phone calls, the conversations, not that you're going to give anything away, of course, but just sort of how that all happens. Because, you know, for most of us, the only time we've ever made a trade is like fantasy baseball, and it's a couple mouse clicks. This is obviously another animal.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of work I think that goes into really all these moves, and really any even small trades and, you know, waiver claims and different things like that, free agent signs, minor league free agent signs, there's a ton of work that goes into it from your scouts and then in the front office group and your advisors. And then, obviously, if it's a trade component, you know, the back and forth with other teams' GMs. And, you know, to try to get a situation that lines up and matches up, you know, is never easy. You know, but there's always probably a little bit of gamesmanship back and forth, and that's part of the whole deal. But ultimately, we were able to get some things accomplished.
There's so much information out there, whether it's, you know, Twitter, MLB trade rumors, whatever. That, you know, while you're on the phone, assumingly with, you know, guys from other teams talking about it, we're all sort of like waiting. What's happening? You know, way more of what's actually going on. But with any of these deals, was there ever like a moment where it might not have happened, you know, late in the game, because that was a big thing we were all talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think in trades in general, like until they're actually completed and the commission office has signed off and approved, you always sit there and wait and to see if they actually get done. And then, you know, I think with some of the deals, you know, particularly the Kemp deal, from our standpoint, we were just using that, you know, the window that we were given. And there's a process set out by Major League Baseball in terms of, you know, how deals get done, and then, you know, the medical review process, and then, you know, waiting for Major League Baseball approval if it's a deal that involves, you know, a cash transaction. And, you know, I think we just walked through the paces, you know, that in a normal process for us, and just wanted to use our window, knowing that all these decisions are important. That decision, you know, particularly is going to be a big decision. So we just wanted to make sure that we were doing our homework and following the right the steps.
I remember when you got here, one of the things you said that really, you know, piqued my interest was, and I think you're talking more about free agency and the draft, but that you really wanted to get an intimate knowledge of these guys as people, you know, in addition to as baseball players. And, you know, whatever the mix is, that's fine. With trades, is that a little bit different? Is that a little bit more difficult because they are under another team's control? Obviously, guys that have been around, you do have other ways of getting to know them, but what's that process like in a trade?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different as opposed to, you know, like whether it's a, you know, an international player or a kid in the draft or, you know, or a major league free agent where you have an opportunity to maybe, you know, sit down and meet and greet and recruit, you know, in a trade. You know, you're doing your background, you know, work in a different way. And I think the process really stems, you're relying on, you know, on your scouts or, you know, some people throughout the front office or in your baseball operations department to, you know, one, to look at, you know, how they've performed, you know, looking at, you know, obviously the scouting report, how you think it's going to play. And then, you know, as far as the makeup component, you're probably getting a little bit more, you know, second or third hand. But you're still doing a ton of homework from people that have played with the players or coached the guy or somebody that's been around them when they're kids. And hopefully that's where also, like, having, you know, having done a lot of work on the amateur side or you know, or on the international side, that some of those histories, they carry through when you go ahead and make an acquisition on the pro side.
Yeah, so I guess personality makeup, it's never the end-all be-all. But, I mean, you know, just seeing especially these four guys that were introduced today, I mean, there's some really good personality there. And to me, it seems like that's not something that happens by accident.
Yeah, I mean, I think – think our guys have done a lot of work and a lot of homework on the guys that were, you know, that we acquired. I do think that, you know, hopefully acquired some guys that most importantly, you know, perform on the field, but are guys that, you know, that are fun to be around, you know, that definitely seem like they enjoy the game and you know, are going to bring, you know, a little bit of a personality element to the, you know, to the club this year. And, you know, and then, you know, I think as long as the group feels like, you know, winning is the most important thing, that's usually the common denominator, I think, that carries good teams.
So much talk about the new outfield and the new catcher and the new potential third baseman in Will Middlebrooks. But you obviously made some moves, you know, to kind of fortify the pitching staff as well. Is this an example of, you know, just not being afraid to build on a strength? I mean, maybe take us through, because I think you talk to a lot of fans. They say, yeah, pitching's good. That doesn't mean you have to sit pat with everything you've got.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, you know, that's been around the game knows year in, year out, especially in the bullpen, you know, that each year is a different story in terms of how your team plays, and especially on the pitching side, you know. And I think, you know, with the bullpen, obviously, you know, I think, you know, 60-1, you know, when leading after the seventh or, you know, something like that. So obviously it was a strength last year. You know, but I think year in, year out, you want to try to get a little different look in the pen and get some guys that you know, that can help you and give us some more depth and some competition. And the acquisitions of Brandon Maurer and Sean Kelly, you know, like I think they're going to come in spring and compete with, you know, the Nick Vincents and the Dale Thayers and obviously leading up to Joaquin Benoit and, you know, and Quack and some of the guys that were here last year did a good job. And from the left side, Garces Torres and Jason Lane, a six-year free agent sign. And those guys will come in and compete and give Buddy a chance to, you know, take the top 12 or 13 guys on the staff.
You ready and excited for spring training?
Very much so. Yeah, very much so. Looking forward. I think everybody is. And I think, you know, when you have moves that are, you know, in the off season, I think you always want to see, you know, how these things are going to come together. But, yeah, I think, you know, February 19th or whatever day pitchers and catchers, I can't come fast enough.
Awesome. A.J. Preller, general manager of the Padres. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, Padre Social Hour. The off-season special. We'll be right back, coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.